Parshas Shelach teaches us about the love of Eretz Yisrael. And we have to ask ourselves, do we love the land of Israel? Eretz Yisrael, our homeland. The very first report that came back about the land was negative. The Meraglim came back and saw all the negative things, reported it back. And because of that, the people cried. And we cry today for the same reason. I always wonder when I meet people, individuals, organizations, that are so fast to criticize Israel and everything that they do. We who live here in the diaspora live in a different world. We don't live in the world of Eretz Israel. We're surrounded by the Atlantic and the Pacific and Canada and Mexico. We're not surrounded by Syria and Lebanon, Hezbollah, and rockets, and Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority, and Islamic Jihad, and every other terrorist organization you could think of. They live in a different world than we live in. And yet, I see organizations criticizing all the time everything that Israel is doing. And it's not correct. It's not right. If you love the land of Israel, then yes, you can criticize privately, in the right way, but never start with the criticism, because no country in the world has done what Israel has done in little over 70 years, built a country out of nothing, taken a desert and making it bloom. It's a miracle. The land of Israel is a miracle. And we, of all people, should be ones who appreciate it without any question. Rav Soloveitchik, in the Sefer, the Mesoras HaRav, makes a very beautiful point. And in order to make this point, he directs us to Gemara in Kedushin, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, when the Gemara is talking about the fact that indeed it's possible for someone to marry a woman with a shaliach, with an agent. It's possible. But the Gemara there says, Asur liyadam sheikadesh esaisha ad sheyireno. You can't. It's forbidden to marry someone until you see her. The Rav goes on to explain that the Meraglim were not there to spy, but they were there to lasur, to scout the land, to explore the land, to search for the land. Moshe didn't need them for their military intelligence. There was no question. The land of Israel was going to be conquered by miracles, by everything else that happened to the Jewish people. Their job was to follow what we said in the Gemara, to see the land, to fall in love with the land and come back with that report. And the Rav says it so beautifully in his Sefer. He says the Jews at this time were ready to march to the promised land. The entry into the land of Israel, we have to understand, was not just a physical act of crossing the Jordan River. It was a marriage between a people and a land, a union of the rocky hills and the sandy trails with a people returning to its origin. The entry signified the destiny of a people united with the destiny of a land. Consequently, the people could not just enter the land without first seeing it. They knew it was a land of milk and honey, but they had to experience it and get acquainted with it before they became united. That is why a short time before the planned entry into the promised land, Moses sent explorers to study the land, not to gather intelligence, which was completely unnecessary. Why did he send them? He sent the would-be chassan, the groom, to see the would-be bride, the kala. It was a marriage between a people and a land. Similar thought I saw in a beautiful sefer called the Ner Uziel, Torahs from Rav Uziel Milevsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, brilliant, brilliant person, taken away early in his life. But it's a very interesting sefer. And he says something almost similar. Moshe, he says, sent out the Meraglim. So why did he send them out, he says? So that they would fall in love with the land. That was the goal, to fall in love with the land. He says latent love is a prerequisite for a lasting marriage. The land had to be seen. You had to experience it. And once you experienced it, you fell in love with it. There was no reason. You couldn't rationalize it. You couldn't understand it. You couldn't put it in a box and check it off. Like when the Torah tells us about Rivka Ohevis, it's Yaakov. She loved Yaakov. No reasons given. No reason. Just because she loved him. You can't explain love. And that, Rav Milevsky says, was the goal of the spies, to come back with a love for the land. I thought of a very beautiful, beautiful documentary that was done. It was called Follow Me. It was a story of Yoni Netanyahu and his personal life, an incredible person that he was, a Renaissance person. But the thing that really impressed me the most was one scene when his father goes back to Philadelphia to be a professor, and he brings his family with him. Yoni at that time is a teenager. And they show you the scene of this beautiful high school in Philadelphia. And the grass is green and the buildings are beautiful and everyone's walking around. It's so nice. And he writes a letter back to his friends and he says, I'm so lonely. I miss the dirt, the dust, and the smell of Israel. That's what he missed, the dirt and the dust. But that's what love is about. You can't explain it. Loving the land. I remember one time when we went on a mission with the Conference of Presidents and we went to Greece. And we had a beautiful dinner one night in the Acropolis. And at that dinner, each one of us was sitting next to another minister. And there was a minister of tourism. He sat at my table and he asked me a question. He said, I want to understand one thing. I go to Israel and I see everything is always dedicated. People in Israel, all around the world, Jews around the world come and they dedicate hospitals and buildings and schools. Everything is dedicated by Jews. He said, we have so many people of Greek descent. They come once in a while to visit, but they don't leave us any money. They don't dedicate things. What is the secret of the Jew in Israel? I don't understand it. And I said, look, let me explain to you. I said, you know what the secret is? The secret is that as many times as you go to Israel, it makes no difference. When you go and you start to ride and you're in a car and you ride up and you get higher and you see the sign, Baruchim Habayim, welcome to the city of Jerusalem. Every time that happens, my heart skips a beat. Every time I see the Western Wall, when I see at night the lights and the hills of Yerushalayim, there's something about it. I can't explain it. It's a love I have that's rekindled so many times. And that's why there are Jews who have no connection to the land. But yet, when they see that sign, Welcome to Jerusalem, they start to melt. I said, tell me, when people come to Greece, and they see the sign, Welcome to Athens, does their heart skip a beat? When they come to the Acropolis, do they start to cry? And he looked at me and he said, no. He said, now, I understand what the secret is. And that's really what the Parsha is about. The Parsha is about how do we find a love for Eretz Yisrael. That was the mission. The mission of the Meraglim was to come back with a love and a feeling about Eretz Yisrael. And that's why when I hear people and I see people who talk negatively about Eretz Yisrael, don't do it. It's not a good thing to do. We have enough enemies in the world. We don't need more. Come back and talk about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Talk about what it's like to be there, the feelings you have. Don't criticize right away. They have big problems. They have things that they have to decide. It's not an easy place to live. So maybe that's the lesson of Parsha Shlach. The Meraglim was sent to love the land. Hopefully, God willing, we'll develop this love for Eretz Yisrael. And when we speak about it, we'll speak about it. Speak about it lovingly, We'll speak about it the way God wants it to be, a love between a people and a land. And that's what it's about. Have a good Shabbos.